Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. We are visiting with Carrie Namanis. Good morning to you, Carrie.
How you doing?
Good. And, you know, this is pretty exciting stuff, the Cass County Concert Series, something new. So, Carrie, you know, why you're one of the people putting this together? Why?
It came about that there wasn't a whole lot to do during the wintertime in Atlantic, and that, you know, you have to drive out to Omaha or Des Moines. And when people drive out there, they take their money with them and don't do things in Atlantic.
And it takes time, takes gas, you know. Yeah. And I'm thinking, especially in the wintertime, if you don't have to drive so far, maybe you're a little safer. So
lots
of good reasons to stay in town. And you're providing those opportunities. Carrie, let's kind of go down the list because you have five of these starting this month and going into March. So let's look at the dates and just a quick description.
Okay. Thanksgiving weekend, it'll be November 29th. And that's going to be Outlaw Jim and the Whiskey Benders. And that's basically a country group. You know, if the name doesn't explain that,
yeah, I kind of get that. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to be. They start at 7 and 8:30. And I know Jim said that if you're late, you got to buy him a drink, so you want to be there on time. And then we go into New Year's Eve. That's Wednesday, December 31st, and that's Liverpool. It's a tribute to the Beatles where they dress up full costumes. So you'll see them when they landed in the airport, appeared on Ed Sullivan, all the way through their magical mystery tour when they did the Sergeant Pepper. So anyway, they do a full costume change after intermission, you know. So you'll get to see them, and they'll count down the New Year. So. And then pre-Groundhog Day party, maybe we can get a groundhog called Trojan or something to come out. And those guys, it's going to be two-way crossing. Originally was the Brother Robertsons. They kind of went to The Voice.
These are big people.
Yeah, they're all national regional acts. So they're doing television right now, so they wasn't able to do that. And then so two-way crossing is a husband-wife duo. They're built. They're from Nashville. They're built as the new Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Yeah,
Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. So they're really good. You can go on the website, click on all the bands, and check them out. They just released a brand new video and a new EP that you can pick up on iTunes as well. So, and then on Valentine's Day, February 14th, it's called the Past Masters. They do 50s, 60s, and 70s, real high-energy band. A lot of fun. I mean, they're really awesome. They're 100% dance, 100% of the time, and you can't help but have fun with those guys. And then Jackson Cash is going to be here St. Patrick's Day. That's March 21st. And he's a tribute to the Man in Black. And if you go on the website, click on Jackson Cash, you'd swear it was Johnny Cash.
Right.
He looks like him, sounds like him. He's the best Johnny Cash imitation I've ever seen.
Great.
So,
now, have you seen all of these in person?
I have seen them all except the two-way crossing, but you'll see them on their video and YouTube.
Okay. So again, all of them, if you want to say, I don't know, you know, you hear the name of the band, the name of the group, and you're, I don't know. So if you go to the website, you can get a taste of
you can see what each one's like. Some videos ain't as good as the others, but they're really good though. They all are. Jim, did you get to see they got an album out and they've played it on the air. Have you seen the picture of the dog on the back?
No.
It's worth buying the album just for that.
Okay.
Anyway, and it is a great album. I mean, you know, usually you used to buy albums, get one or two songs,
right.
You know. This one, you get all six. Okay. There's the picture of the dog.
All right.
So,
oh, gosh. Whoa.
Anyway, you know, he's got like six really good songs, and then, you know, they call them fillers, but they're way better than fillers.
All
so,
right.
It's well worth the money.
And so that's for the
And that's going to be on
one.
Sale the night of the event, as well as T-shirts, concert T-shirts, and so forth. So.
Okay, and also, we talked about this is Thanksgiving weekend. We're really going in depth here now about the one that's on November 29th.
Correct.
The doors open at 7.
Right. And we're going to be serving smoked briskets, sandwiches. So whiskey smoked brisket sandwiches. So.
Got to go with the name here. Outlaw Jim and the Whiskey Benders.
Yep, so.
So music starts at 8:30, and you mentioned probably with each of these is there would be in any concert a little break in between.
Correct. And there's going to be door prizes from all the sponsors as well. So, you know, you might win a T-shirt or some kind of product or something.
All right. Now, when you say that, I mean, this is just so worth your money in so many different ways because you could get a ticket now for $22.
Right. Well, ticket sales are going to end on the 22nd because they got to mail them out.
Okay.
So tomorrow will be your last day if you want to buy online and save a few dollars. And then, you know, night of the door, it's $25. Yeah. So
not a big increase.
No.
And, you know, if people haven't been out and done concerts anywhere else, they're going, oh, maybe, you know, if they're used to stuff in like, they say, that's a little expensive. But let's start comparing. First of all, if you go to a movie with a couple of people, even in Atlantic, it gets pretty close to $25 if you buy any popcorn or anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're looking at $25. You go to Counts of Bluss, and it's $40.
Yeah.
And
any kind of concert anywhere that I know of has been $50, $60, whatever.
So,
I
mean, yeah.
On up.
I talked to a guy that told me he went to a Jason Aldean concert. They got front row tickets. How much do you think they spent?
Well,
$600
I was gonna
a
say
ticket. $2,400 for a night out to go see Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a front row, but you could go to all these.
and then some. Put a lot of gas in your
and bring your buddies for $600.
And that's, you know, you got to think about the gas in your vehicle, the time, and just so much more. And I hope people would think, you know, when they're here, there's going to be a lot of their friends here. It's a good social event.
And it's being held at the Cass County Community Building. It's the biggest building in between Omaha and Des Moines. So it's a nice venue.
Yeah.
You know, it's
and pretty good parking.
Yeah, good parking.
You don't have to pay
great
for the parking.
Great restrooms, everything. There's going to be food.
Great.
Now, I don't do anything with the bar at all. That's all ran that's all ran by the Cass County Fair Board, and that money goes to the Fair Board.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So.
But it is available at each of those. I mean, for some people, that's a really important thing. And will there be food at all of them?
Every one of those.
It just might be a different, might not be whiskey.
We'll probably stick with the brisket. That seems to be a favorite. So, you'll get a sandwich, a 4-ounce sandwich. You'll get a bag of chips and a drink for $7.50.
All right.
So
great music, and you know you have a nice variety
here. That's
and
the big key.
I know already as I've mentioned this to people, they go, oh, I really want to go to Liverpool because I love the Beatles, or oh, that 50s 67, that's my era, I really want to go to that one. So yeah, you can pick and choose. It's not like you have to buy the
and
whole
we tried
series.
To bring something in that everybody liked, like Liverpool got a lot of followers there.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash has got a lot of followers. Even the 50s, 60s, 70s. And you really don't hear that music much anymore.
That's true.
You really don't. And it's really great music. And these guys got a lot of great original music, but they do a lot of the professional stuff.
Okay.
And these guys have opened for the biggest country acts that come around in Kansas City. If they need an opening act, they call Outlaw Jim and the Whiskey
All
Benders,
right.
So.
And there will be some entertainment, you know, some background entertainment and so on. You're not going to just be sitting there at a blank.
Oh, no. They're going to be showing, like Liverpool, they're going to be showing the screen and all the history.
Great.
It'll be like a living history tour.
All right. Very good. Well, we want to thank you very much, Carrie Namani, for helping to put all this together. And folks, get your tickets for the Cass County Concert Series, the first one on November 29.
And you can go to CassCountyConcertSeries.com.
Okay, great. Thanks again,
Carrie.
Until next time, here's a thought. An education isn't how much you have committed to memory or even how much you know. It's being able to differentiate between what you do know and what you don't.